Hello. My name is Rachel Williams. I was Rachel Jackson. And I've lived in Barton area since 1937, when I was born in 28 Windmill Parade.
What are your main memories, starting with the Barton Fair? What are your kind of main memories of that through the years?
The Barton Fair, as I knew it, but not it used to be down Westgate Street, over the bridge, I think it was over the bridge, and we used to walk all the way in the dark, because it was usually about September or October, I think. And it was a really old-fashioned beer. It was a big fair, and they had... I think that most of my first impression was walking onto the site was that they were doing roast chestnuts. Don't think I've made a mistake about that. Then later on, much later on, it was the Barton Fair itself was actually transferred to Barton Street, and it wasn't obviously it wasn't as big. It was just a small version of the original. Although there was always in the summer there was Gloucester Park. There was a fair as well. My father remembers a fair being on Wildman's Ground, which is where the Salvation Army is now. So he was born in 1900, so he had quite a lot of early memories.
What kind of attractions were there? Was it a big, you know, the sort of traditional style fairground with lots of rides and that kind of thing?
Yes, I can remember the swinging boats. I think they still have them, probably. And the Noah's Ark, and the wheel, the big wheel, and the cakewalk, and all sorts of things, really. There was a boxing ring. They'd had a proper boxing ring in a tent, and that went on in the evening. And I can remember my son, when he was little, was kept on to me, please take him, and wanted to see this boxing match, and... We did, and of course it went on, and even I got quite fascinated with it, because they called for people who come up and box with their man, and of course they'd planted people in the audience who were boxers, and so that was part of the entertainment, and we got told off when we got back because nobody knew where we'd gone.